So we were breaking all the records last year in 2015, and this year we have again been breaking all the records in temperature every single month this year, and our estimate is that we will see 1.2 degree warming by the end of this year, and this is already fairly close to this Paris Agreement, 1.5 degree.
How worried are you?
We have known that there will be these kind of changes, and what has been surprised is that these emissions have been growing more rapidly than we thought. Mankind has been using more fossil energy than we thought.
So the world should really take note of these new figures?
That's right. It's excellent that this Paris Agreement was signed last year, and it has been ratified just recently. And now it's a question, what is the ambition level of the countries?
To what extent does the science point to climate change increasingly being due to greenhouse gas emissions?
This has been a scientific fact for more than 100 years, so the scientific proof of that link is very clear.
The international community is currently meeting in Marrakesh, Morocco, to discuss how to reduce climate change. What's your advice to them?
We have already seen these negative impacts of climate change. We have seen the temperature exceeding 1 degree level, and we have seen also carbon dioxide concentrations exceeding 400 ppm, which was regarded as a critical level. We have also seen an increased amount of disasters related to weather. It means more heat waves, more drought in some parts of the world, more flooding in some parts of the world, and also more intense tropical storms.
And this is obviously affecting people. This is what it's all about ultimately, isn't it?
It has been affecting people, and it has been also affecting the economies. Now, at the moment, we are discussing the Sustainable Development Goals, and after natural disaster, the GDP of a developing country may drop by 20%. If the aim is to achieve growth, we are hindering this kind of positive development. And if we are going to see this negative trend in climate to continue, then we will see also these economic losses to become larger, and also there's a risk for human life losses.
Can the WMO do anything, or are you just the bearers of bad news?
We are the providers of scientific basis for these negotiations, so we are telling the governments what we have observed when it comes to meteorological parameters and water resources, and then we are also reporting what we have observed in the composition of the atmosphere, which means the concentrations of greenhouse gases, and we are also monitoring the progress. If countries start mitigating, we are happy to, of course, report if the greenhouse gas concentrations are not anymore rising, but if we would see lower concentrations of greenhouse gases.
Do you have any success stories to point to? Are there any countries which are managing to reduce the emissions and contribute to a reduction in global temperature rises?
There are plenty of countries where we have seen positive development take place, and I would say that even globally there are positive signs, but the only question is whether we are proceeding quickly enough.